Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shue.
Our focus this morning, domestic violence and the good work that Empower House does in the community. Kathy Anderson, the executive director of Empower House, with us this morning. Kathy, good morning. It's good to have you here, and welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Ted. Thanks for having me back.
Before we get going and talk about a number of things, and we should mention that we'll be talking with Sylvia Torres in just a few minutes also. But I know that Empower House has been working with and having a fundraising effort. Shower for the Shelter has been going on, and that continues again for a little while.
Yeah. So originally we planned to go through the end of May, but we're going to extend it through June. Our supply needs have not gone down, and so the Shower for the Shelter allows people to go on our online registries and see what it is we're looking for and what we're kind of going through at the shelter. And through that, folks have been, going shopping and letting us know that they have things and that they could meet up with us, or they're holding on to them for when we have another collection drive, so they send things to their house. But a lot of people are going out and getting things when they were already at the store. And then also you will see at that same location on our website, empowerhousevA.org, you'll find where folks have also donated funds to help us through this time.
When you talk about this time, we hear all kinds of stories. You've told in the weeks that you've been on a number of times have talked about this, the whole situation with domestic violence and everybody kind of the staying at home and the quarantine and all of that. I think everybody feels for that and wants to do something. This is a way you can do that. This is a way that you can get involved and actually make a difference.
People want to do things, and we have certainly let people know the best way to help us right now so that we can continue helping others is that to go online and look for those supplies that we need or send that contribution. We're trying to communicate more frequently with our supporters through emails, through social media, and on our website, empowerhousevA.org. You can find the link to the registries that show those items that we're going through and also help us with a donation. I know we've talked about this, but our rents that we pay to help people stay in their housing, they have, they phase out of our assistance over time. But we had, unfortunately, like the rest of our community, they had economic setbacks. And so we've increased our financial assistance to support them while that is needed.
Mm-hmm. And that's by a pretty substantial amount too right now. You're paying quite a bit now just to be able to really give these families some security.
Yeah, so we've had to go up by over now $15,000 a month. So we typically would have been spending less than $20,000 a month to sustain our families, all at different percentages of their rent. And that unfortunately increased to over $15,000 a month starting, now in May. In April, it was, $13,500. So unfortunately, those costs continue. But the good news is folks aren't falling behind and they're not, at risk of eviction when this pandemic is over.
Boy, but again, for those who say, because you hear it all the time, we talk about domestic violence victims and what they're going through now, and you all want to help. Everybody, you want to do something, but here's a real way to do that, and especially to help out with some of this with some of the money that you're putting forward for the rent, because boy, to have that security, to know that you're okay, while this is with these families are okay. What a great thing you're doing, Kathy.
Yeah. So thanks, Ted. I mean, you know, that is one of our programs. Not everyone knows about it, but over 25 families right now are being financially supported through their housing costs. And also that includes 60 children. So when you think about 25 families, you might not know really the quantity of people we're talking about. Mm. So lots of kids, and with those lots of kids, lots of activities and engagement with those children. So, you know, our community is helping so many ways. I know our folks are going out to deliver. I heard they were delivering 45 food packages and activity kits for kids now that the weather's nicer, things like sidewalk chalk and balls. And I know I went shopping to get some of the supplies they needed. You know, the support we're providing for our families in the housing program are significant.
Yeah, and like you said, with the weather changing now, with school done, there are going to be there are needs for those kind of needs to just for people to have something to do.
Have something to do, and social and emotional needs, we're calling it, as everybody in our community continues to worry about everybody's mental health and, you know, what that does when you're cooped up and you really don't have social connections. It's different now. But I think families are finding ways to engage with one another more. Certainly the families we are helping through their housing, you know, they have time to spend together, you know, getting through the initial crisis and the really nervousness and apprehensions and anxiety that come with, am I going to be able to keep my housing? Am I going to be able to continue feeding my family? And once getting through those types of anxieties, now it's time to focus on what's next, mm-hmm. and also just really keeping the children kind of active.
Boy, and this is, I don't think any of us thought it was going to go on this long. You talked to a lot of people who, I think a lot of us initially thought, well, this will be, you know, this is inconvenient, but it'll be for a couple of weeks. And as time has gone on and it's become apparent that it is going to be longer, you've been able to adapt and work through that. So good for you.
It's hard to imagine that it could go on this long. So absolutely, that's what everyone does. I think our community is really active in helping, active in their creative solutions. And I think that it feels good to be in our community during this time because, yes, we've adapted and we've been creative, and we're not the only ones. And because we're not the only ones, that's been a great help to us, too. So everybody who has been helping and gathering. I know we had a phenomenal donation of Girl Scout cookies, and the Rappahannock Rotary Club delivered those to a number of organizations, and others are being creative too, businesses. I know Sorensen Outdoors has donated their fee for folks who want a consultation, but those are a couple of examples of ways that folks have been helping. Great participation. I know Mary Beth Rich, she's a realtor. Her office has collected things, and we'll be connecting with her this week. So we, you know, we're stocking our shelves so that they don't go empty when everybody at shelter is, you know, again, sheltering in place. And, you know, as the economy starts to open up, you know, everybody will get through this time because of everybody's support of one another.
Yeah. Kathy Anderson here, the executive director with Empowerhouse, empowerhouseva.org. When we come back, Sylvia Torres will be here to talk about the services. She's the Latina Victim Services Coordinator. And before we take the break and go to her, boy, Kathy, I can't imagine that whole side of things to be here. You have your primary language being Spanish and being caught in a time like this in dealing with domestic violence and all. This is a part of, again, another part of Empower House that I think a lot of us don't realize that you do and are just a real necessary part of what you do.
We see incredible strength in our immigrant population. So our ladies who do have a primary language of Spanish, having come here from all over or from Puerto Rico, folks are very hardworking and very family-oriented. And so really trying for them to try to navigate everything they need to when we're all getting information that is alarming, and then trying to apply that and also navigate through health systems and various, things that I think, we easily can take for granted because we can walk through the doors and communicate easily. And we are familiar with how our systems work. If we aren't familiar, we know who to call. We know who to talk to. We know how to ask that question. And I think it's just that much more difficult and more isolating when your information comes from a limited pool of people who you're able to communicate with. And there are plenty of our folks who are bilingual, but still in crisis and anxiety, you're going to lean on your primary language to think through what's going on and to try to navigate. And so our Latino resources employees, they are phenomenal in their work with our population. And we're so grateful to have them.
She is Kathy Anderson. Sylvia Torres will be up next. Kathy, thank you. We'll talk to you in just a bit. Thank you so much and see you soon.
Thanks, Ted.
More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
In Power Hour is our focus this morning, and we're going to switch for just a few minutes and talk to Sylvia Torres. She's the Latina Victim Services Coordinator with Empower House. Sylvia, it's good to have you on the program this morning. Good morning. Thank you for getting up with us.
Good morning, Ted. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do and what your focus has been. You've been doing this, I know, with Empower House for some time.
Yes, I have been working with Empower House for the last 15 years, coordinating the Latino program. As we all know, the COVID-19 pandemic has left so many victims of domestic violence struggling to find crucial resources in our community. And when we're talking about domestic violence in the Latinx community, we are talking about a lot of challenge. People without driver license, health insurance, social security, language barrier, transportation, just to mention some. The Empower House Latina Support Team is working harder than ever, looking for innovative approaches to help relieve the stress the Latinx client and their families are experienced because of the pandemic.
Boy, and this all came so suddenly. I'm sure that it took you a few minutes to try to figure out what do you do here? Because as you talk about some of those needs, we all experienced confusion with everything that was happening. But boy, you put all of those together. This had to be tough.
It is. And at Empower Health, we always focus on safety. This is why right now for us is crucial to keep in communication with all our clients, for them to know that regardless of the pandemic, we are still here providing support 24/7 like always. During all this time, we are communicating with 80 women every day through a group chat and receiving calls and texts from our clients. We doing daily check-in by phone to ensure clients' needs are being met. We're also providing families with the latest CDC guidelines in Spanish, providing resources and information for clients and their children to know where they can go in case they feel sick. Also, as I mentioned before, Ted, we must always consider that a high percent of our clients do not have the documentation, so which limits their resources and can make them fearful to reach out for assistance. You know, usually when they call me and some of the worries are where to go to receive support without health insurance, how they will pay the bills, if they will be reported to ICE, if they are, you know, looking for help,
yeah,
you know, things like that.
Boy, and you, when we talk about this, and you think about just the economics of all this, but then you tie in just the need to stay safe. That I'm sure, I wondered how you communicated when you said that you were, you know, each day getting involved with group chats or texting or calling, and boy, you've had to, I'm sure, just really, really look for different ways to try to stay in touch.
Definitely. So, you know, the clients are missing our weekly in-person support group. So we are trying to be creative, and an example is our group chat. We use this chat to share daily meditations, exercise videos, recipes, job opportunities. Also, the Latina team is also making and sending videos to the group, and in this way, we get to see each other. I think, you know, the greatest need for my clients right now is food and financial assistance for rent and utilities. So I want to thank the community for the support to the Empower House April shower. Because, you know, this helped us so much. I think as an advocate, I want our clients to receive the support they need when the violence increases. Being stuck inside the house with a little contact with others may survivors more vulnerable to abuse. So we continue providing crisis intervention, safety planning, support and guidance to obtain a protective order, referral to legal aid, and access to shelter as they need.
Wow, there is a lot there. Sylvia Torres was in Powerhouse with us this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. And I'm sure just a few minutes ago, Kathy was talking about sidewalk chalk and providing things for children to be in this kind of a situation and to feel like things are just surrounding you, but also to try to be taking care of and providing for your children in these days. That's tough, too.
It is. And just as I mentioned, remember, one of the biggest barriers they have is the language. So the majority of the client only speaks Spanish. So the support that we provide at Empower House, we go beyond. It's not only focused in the domestic violence situation, but we go beyond. Remember, is so many little places that they can go and trust somebody that they can share all the situation where they go through. So we also calling the schools and helping to set up appointments with the teachers in order that the client can share the concerns and the problems that they are having. Calling doctor's appointment to make appointments for them, calling the drugstore for the medicines. It's go beyond. It's so much the support that they need right now. So I think what is very important to me is that survivors know that Empower House is here, that we are working to support you. You are not alone. And our Latinx community, I want to say, Fuerza, Paz, Esperanza, Comunidad Latinx, estamos aquí. So this means in English, strength, peace, hope, and Latinx community, we are here.
Boy, we talked about the shower for the shelter and how important that is. And if you want to help out and you want to get involved and you don't know how, What a perfect way to get involved with Shower for the Shelter and provide some of those things that, as you've talked about, you really need right now.
Definitely. And it's always that the experience we have, as I mentioned, 15 years working with this organization, our community is amazing. It's year after year, they supporting us, and for Christmas, for when the school start, they bringing bags and notebooks for their kids and food and snacks for the group and the children at the shelter. It is incredible. We are really, really blessed.
Well, Sylvia, it would be really easy to get down and just be discouraged by what we're dealing with and all the different things coming at you. But it's great talking with you, just because you can just tell. I mean, you're determined and enthusiastic, and you know, you want to do what you can do for the people that you're serving right now.
It is. I feel blessed. I always say everywhere I go, I feel very blessed to have the opportunity to be part of this amazing organization. And our staff is amazing. And we believe in our mission. And is I think that is nothing more beautiful and blessed that we can wake up every day and go to a place where we can support the victim of domestic violence and the people in our community that are in need. And is, you know, is no matter the language you speak, where you come from, if you have documents or no, there are victims, and it's a blessing to be here and supporting and guiding and give all what they need in the moment to the victims and their children.
Well, and you just your heart goes out to them, just because what we're dealing on the medical side, you're dealing on the economic side. In their case, also, there's the domestic violence side and all that you're having to. And you mentioned, you know, the court orders and those kind of things. Just to be able to have these families and these women feel safe. Wow, you're doing great work, Sylvia.
Thank you.
And I guess your point also, again to the community, is get involved in some way, whether it's Shower for the Shelter or go to empowerhouseva.org. Look at the needs, see where you can get involved, because there are a lot of opportunities and a lot of chances to get involved and to help out in your work too.
Exactly, and we encourage the community to call us. Sometimes it's things so simple that it's so many people that don't know that our services are for free. We are not charged for support the client. So, and you know, it's important to the community to share the information that they know and be aware of what is around us, because sometimes we are very close to people that are in need and we don't even know.
Again, you mentioned food, rent, and utilities. Those are the really big needs right now. I mean, you got a lot of needs, but those are some of the main ones.
Yes, and it's because, you know, the areas that more affect was the majority of them lost the job opportunities. Everything closed, so people was doing cleaning in houses, and for now they cannot do this no more until they call them again. Restaurants closed. The flowers area where they go to work with the flowers also closed. So this increased the crisis and the tension and the stress. So so happy that we have the opportunity to have this chat and communicate with them every day. The communication is so important every day. And as I told you, we just share so much fun, you know, when we just talk, and Jackie and I start sending the message in the morning. We start with meditations. People, you know, encourage the clients to do exercise and sending pictures. And, you know, lately, yesterday, I received videos for the children, the moms taking videos of the children playing piano and the guitar. And, you know, it's so excited to, because, you know, the communication, they missing so much the group. This is the most that they constantly mentioned. You know, they can't wait that all these you know, be better situation, because I know this would be ending soon, but
yeah,
at least that'd be better that we can continue meeting again.
Yeah, yeah. And when you mentioned some of the jobs that have impacted them, I mean, so many of the jobs that they would have had have been impacted. So that has just, that's really put this crunch on. Sylvia Torres is the Latina Victim Services Coordinator with Empowerhouse and PowerhouseVA.org. Sylvia, it's great to talk to you. I look forward to talking to you in better times and finding out more about what you do. But thanks for this update. Great stuff, and continue to work in this community. And thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks to you for the opportunity, Ted.
More with Kathy Anderson coming up next on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:33.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Empowerhouse, our focus this morning. Kathy Anderson now here, the executive director with Empowerhouse. Wow, Kathy, Sylvia was so good, because not only her passion and her enthusiasm, but as she talked about things, you just see there are just so many layers to this whole coronavirus that we just don't think about. And just this, the whole Latina community, and losing the amount of so many of the jobs are now gone that a lot of them were involved with, and to try to meet the needs there. There are so many needs all around us in so many different areas.
Yeah, the impact is deep and extensive. And as we all know, we're not going to see all that emerges until time goes on. But in people's everyday lives, because we're, you know, staying at home and social distancing to the extent that people can do that, and aren't, you know, aren't essentially reporting, whether that's a grocery store or the hospital, mm-hmm. you know, our shelter. But, you know, we're not going to know. There's many predictions about how this is going to impact everybody, but we certainly see on an everyday basis the impact on everyday lives. And as Sylvia was able to tell you, it can be unique for folks all across our community in the various needs that people have.
Well, and you think about the stress that so many are going through, and especially, I just think in your world, the stress of the victims or the families that they're in your shelter, and trying to process things and trying not to think too far into the future, and even the stress for all of you, because the Sylvias and the others who are out there working every day and trying to find ways to safely communicate with people. There is just the stress level for all of us, but I'm especially in your Empowerhouse world.
Yeah, the stress is significant. I mean, in Northern Virginia, we're all bordering Northern Virginia, and we know the impact there with many more cases. We talked to a program this week, and there were 5 deaths within this one program in Northern Virginia. Now, not all of them were the employees. They were family members of employees. But that's in an organization that has 25 employees, that is a huge percentage of impact. Mm. What we're looking at locally is how do we keep that risk down, as you said, and then also take care of everyone. So we're taking care of everyone else. And to some extent, we're taking care of each other and ourselves. Part of doing this work, I have to say, also brings great joy, which helps us with our resilience, because when we see folks assisted and supported and lifted up, that is a tremendously positive experience we all have. But we also have the reality, like others, of having those conversations and putting together those plans for what if. Some of the people we work with are in single parent families, and so trying to figure out what it would be, what would it be like if they were struck with COVID and had to be hospitalized, how would they plan for their children? Where would their children go? What would that look like? In our shelter, we fortunately have put distance across our building, so people are feeling a tremendous amount of safety with that physical space, but still knowing that everybody's in one building and everybody has to be hyper-vigilant about their contact. And in our domestic violence shelter, some of our staff have talked about, you know, communicating with people when you're wearing a mask is not the same as communicating freely and in much closer contact.
Yeah.
And so things like facial expressions just aren't available. So we're running a trauma-informed environment for folks who've experienced trauma and domestic violence, and when we're working with children at shelter and with their parent, we're really challenged to communicate in such a way that people feel that embrace. We had one woman who was thinking about shelter, and she made her plans and was ready to come in, and then at the last minute, she said, you know, I'm not going to do it today. And she doesn't know she's going to do it at all. But you talked about the fear and the anxiety and the worry. We get lots of questions right now about what's happening in your shelter. How are you keeping it, you know, safe and germ-free? And of course, you know, there isn't anywhere on this planet right now where anybody can claim that the area is germ-free, just like any other bug. Only the bug that everybody's worried about right now carries so many consequences. So, you know, we're doing our part, like others, to be very vigilant about cleaning and kind of enforcing that across the building. But in any environment, there is that risk.
Mm. Now, and you think about it on a couple of levels of where, I mean, it's the same kind of thing with nursing homes, dealing with that. And that's what you're, because everybody's in a confined area. But also just the pressure of not wanting to get sick and having to go to the hospital, or if you're the provider and the person who's taking care of you've got several kids, or you don't want to be separated from them, and just boy, on the economic side, that's enough pressure. But then the whole, like you say, you know, dealing with a bug that we can't see.
Yeah, you know, for a long time, we're always answering the question for people, because top of mind question when people talk about domestic violence is, well, why don't they just leave? You know, if it's so bad, you know, they can leave. Why don't you leave? You know, that question over and over and over again. You know, people leave all the time. It's not really a question of why doesn't she leave. But the other piece is when you really sit down and think and you take inventory of all the things you have to plan for and all the unknowns and how, and it's a real leap of faith to make that decision, all the planning that's involved, and then actually carrying that out and believing not only that you can do it, but that it won't be sabotaged and that there will be people to help along the way. And that it is the best thing, perhaps, for your family, for your children, et cetera. You know, you really have to look at all factors. Right now with COVID, is it safer to be seeking help and getting that help, or is it safer to stay where one is? And each person has to answer that question themselves. But we do know with COVID-19 and the pandemic, people are much more likely to be home as an entity, as a family group. And in a family where there isn't domestic violence, that can be a really positive thing. In families where domestic violence has been and is, we know that being stuck home together and not having outlets, not being able to run to a friend's house for children, not being able to step out and go to work or meet up with friends, or know that the person abusing you is going to go to work and you're going to get a break, all of these things make domestic violence right now worse and a greater impact, and that's impacts to safety, impacts to emotional well-being, and for how long can somebody sustain that? So, I mean, the message is there is help, and most people, when they take steps to address domestic violence, to talk about it, I mean, we have a 24-hour hotline. People don't always make a step and kind of do everything all at once. People often plan and try to figure out and get some more information and gather that information. And our hotline isn't just for emergencies. It is for information. So friends and family call our hotline. Victims call our hotline. And it can be a great way to gather more information and to kind of check in on one's risk factors and safety and really put together a safety plan, which doesn't, you know, probably 90% of the time doesn't involve stepping out the door or leaving. I mean, at some point that may come into play, but it's really essential to seek help and to expand one's support system and not feel as alone, because otherwise the messages one has are really hopeless messages.
And that hotline number is 373-9373, 540-373-9373. A few minutes ago, when you said, how long can someone sustain this? And you just think, this has gone on so much longer than any of us, as we mentioned earlier, any of us ever imagined. But like you say, to be in a situation where you're being totally controlled and who knows whatever else is happening. It's horrific sometimes to think about.
It is horrific. Some people are tortured. Some people are emotionally tortured. That's hard for people to even kind of like, what does that even mean? But really diminished, become really just lose all confidence, lose all hope, have no expectations for the future, really believe, you know, that's their fate. But I guess I would say that between the physical violence and the emotional abuse, it's not normal. And we often, when people call us, we'll say, I'm really sure I'm in the right place. This situation is not as bad as some. People are constantly evaluating, and it's hard to evaluate over time. They're constantly evaluating their situation against someone else. So they hear the word domestic violence, they think, or they presume it means horrific physical violence, mm-hmm. And it can mean that. It really can mean that, to the point of, you know, every 5 days in Virginia, a Virginian is killed because of domestic violence. So that absolutely is part of it. For other folks, the emotional abuse, and people will tell you, people will say, that was far worse for me than the physical violence, because my bruises healed, but the emotional scars didn't. And so, you know, being able to reach out is something that people want to do. They may sit there and say, well, you know, that's a resource for somebody else. During this time, maybe somebody else should take up that shelter space, or, you know, it's not that bad, I can get through. And that's very individual. That's very personal. But I would say a phone call or a text or reaching out to someone and talking about it, all of those things are free. All of our services are free. But certainly, you know, letting somebody into the secret is a way to open the door that says, you know, I don't have to do anything that I don't want to do, but getting information and talking to somebody is free, and it's vital to my health. And yeah. I think if people know that the resources are there, or they have a friend or family member they can share it with, that is a burden for a friend and a family member. But we all need to remember that burden comes great responsibility, and that responsibility is letting people know that you are a safe person to talk to, that you are there for them. You are not going to make decisions for them. They might not do what you want them to do, but that's okay. They know what's safest for them, but they do need to know that people support them.
The hotline number again is 540-373-9373. 9373. I like the way when you phrased it, you know, letting someone into the secret. And wow, that is powerful. Kathy Anderson, the executive director of Empower House here. We need to take one final break and we will be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Anderson here with Empower House. The website is empowerhouseva.org, and it'll give you all kinds of information. One of the things that will jump out at you is the shower for the shelter that will go on through the end of June. And that really, Kathy, is for someone who really wants to help out. And there's so many needs we've talked about this morning. But go look at shower for the shelter and see how you can help out.
You know, every contribution that has come in has made a huge difference. We spoke earlier about how our housing rental assistance costs have gone up because of job loss, kids at home, illness. So folks are out of work and really helping them sustain in their housing. So where we were spending $20,000 a month in the past, we're spending $35,000 plus a month now. So every contribution that folks have sent, you mentioned Shower for the Shelter, so that's on our website. There's a link to make contributions, and there's also a link to our registry. So as if you were going to a wedding shower or a baby shower, everything we need and use at the shelter is listed on those registries. But I have to say there's a young man who gives $20, and then not too long later, he gives us another $20. There's a person who gives us $10 a month. And there's other people who make those one-time contributions right now of all sizes. And I have to say that every time those come in, you know, it makes me feel so good that there are people in our community helping, that we have people who care, and that we're going to get through this. We applied more than once, and we'll apply again, I'm sure, to the Community Foundation's Disaster Relief Fund. So they gave us two lovely contributions, which will help with that rent assistance, along with the contributions that have been coming in. So I have to say, everything that people are doing in the community to help matters. It's helped that people have given to the Community Foundation. It's helped that people have given directly to us. As you mentioned, April Shower for the Shelters, but now we're going to extend through the end of June so people can keep on helping, because unfortunately, the pandemic is not necessarily lessening yet in all of the restrictions it has put on people.
Yeah. Now, there's still a lot of needs, and you're involved, too, in so many ways. Again, Shower for the Shelter, look for that, empowerhouseva.org. The hotline number is 540-373-9373. On the website you've had since this began, be strong, you're not alone, we're here. And that's really comforting. I know to a lot of people, and really has kind of been what you all are about. You've talked about involvement. Sylvia did earlier, and those are good words in these times.
Yeah, I mean in Spanish it's "se fuerte," so we've been able to share with people that message: be strong. And Sylvia and her team have helped us make sure that's available, that those words are available in Spanish, and we try to share both of them whenever we share, and we appreciate you getting the word out.
Empowerhouseva.org is the website. Again, the hotline number is 540-373-9373. Kathy Anderson with Empowerhouse. Kathy, thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Ted,
for what you've done. That is
Thanks
it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.